Brilliance Audio presents
Body Language by James W. Hall. For Evelyn, maker of vivid memories. Oh, it comes over my memory as doth the raven over the infected house, boding to all. Shakespeare, Othello. To look back is to relax one's vigil. Betty Davis, The Lonely Life. Prologue. Her memory of that day never lost clarity. 18 years later it was still there, every odor, every word and image, the exact heft of the pistol, each decibel of the explosion detonating again and again in the soft tissues of memory. The loop of tape replayed unexpectedly while she was driving the car, drifting off to sleep, in the middle of conversation, seeing again the boy sprawled on his bedroom floor, his face blown away, hearing the deafening echo. Like transparencies overlaid, that time and this one continually mingled, the terrified girl she'd been and the resolute woman she had become, inhabiting, forever, the same body. Alexandra Collins aimed the .38 Smith & Wesson revolver at the rear window of her parents' bedroom. 11 years old, a tall, thin child with straight black hair and bangs that brushed her eyebrows. The revolver belonged to her father. It had a 4-inch barrel and was too heavy for her to hold in a shooting position for very long. After only a few seconds, her arm began to droop, not long enough to take careful aim. The 5th of September. Her father was mowing grass down by the canal where their small wooden fishing boat was moored against the seawall. As she lowered the pistol and held it loosely at her side, Alex watched her father work in the Miami sun, shirtless and sweating heavily. He was an inch over 6 feet tall, with muscular shoulders and a tight waist. His hair was black and wavy, and he wore...